Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 946 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Affidavit and deponents have brought same to the attention of the court at the earliest possible moment at which the court could take cognizance of said affidavit, after the trial, which is the date on which the rule nisi is on return, that is October 4th, 1913, same being on that day presented to the court as part of the motion for new trial. Further deposing, deponents say that, had they known at the trial of any of the facts or statements of the affiance which would disqualify, or tend to disqualify, said jurors, or either of them, when said jurors were put upon the voir dire in said case, these deponents would have brought the same to the attention of the court at said time. L.Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, Reuben R. Arnold Herbert J. Haas, sworn to and subscribed before me by each of the above four named deponents this October 22, 1913, E.D. Thomas, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, Georgia, Fulton County, Exhibit F. State of Georgia versus Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank, personally appeared Mrs. Jenny G. Lovenhart, who makes this affidavit to be used on motion for a new trial in the above stated case. Deposing on oath, she says that she is personally acquainted with Monsieur Johenning, one of the jurors who served in the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan. Further deposing, she says that during May 1913, said Monsieur Johenning met deponent and deponent's daughter on Forsyth Street, Atlanta, Georgia, and then and there the said M. Johenning expressed to the deponent and deponent's daughter his firm belief that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. This statement was made by Monsieur Johenning forcibly and positively as his profound conviction. Mrs. Jenny G. Lovenhart, sworn to and subscribed before me this 26th day of September 1913, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, Georgia, Fulton County, Exhibit G, State of Georgia, versus Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank. Before me personally appeared H.C. Lovenhart, who makes this affidavit to be used on motion for a new trial in the above stated case. Deposing on oath, he says that for some 18 months prior to July 1913, he was connected with the Hodges Broomworks in the city of Atlanta, 126.